Welcome to the Information Systems for Business podcast. The main purpose of the podcast is to augment the book Information Systems for Business, An Experiential Approach, 5th edition, by Franz Boulanger, Craig Van Slyke, and Rob Crossler. The book is published by Prospect Press. I'm your host, Craig Van Slyke. This episode is for the 5th edition of the textbook. Before we get started, I wanted to give a couple of disclaimers. The podcast purposely omits many details to get to the high points of each chapter, so listening to the podcast is not a substitute for reading the book. Each episode contains my view of the most important points of each chapter. Your professor may have a different view of what's important. The podcast is solely my responsibility, so any errors are on me, not my co-authors, your professors, Prospect Press, or my employer. All right, enough with the disclaimers. Let's get to the good stuff. In this episode, I cover the most important points from Chapter 10, Information-Based Business Processes. The focusing story discusses how a 100-year-old multinational Mexico-based cement company, Cemex, used information technology and systems to redesign some of its business processes to cut average delivery times from 3 hours to 20 minutes and decrease the number of delivery trucks they needed, while also increasing customer satisfaction and sales and cutting costs. Chapter 10 covers the important topic of business processes and how information systems and technology can help dramatically improve these processes. A business process is a series of steps or tasks a business uses to achieve some specific goal. You may not realize it, but you probably engage in lots of business processes every day. After introducing the concept of business processes and covering the focusing story, Chapter 10 gives a simplified example of a common business process and introduces the concept of sub-processes. Next, the chapter covers process modeling and briefly discusses tools for process modeling. This is followed by a discussion of how technology enables process improvement and how AI can be used in process automation. The chapter closes with descriptions of three levels of change brought on by business process redesign. A process is a series of steps or tasks that are required to achieve a specific goal. All aspects of an organization use processes, and many processes involve multiple functional areas of a business. For example, a process to purchase materials might involve purchasing, receiving, and accounts payable, among other functions. A key aspect of business processes is the all-or-nothing concept. This means that a process either needs to be completed in full or not at all. There should be no partial processes. Imagine if you ordered something and the merchant carried out the part of the process that collected your payment, but not the part that shipped the product to you. You would be displeased, I think. Business processes can be decomposed into multiple tasks, which are themselves processes. We call these sub-processes. This is similar to the concept of systems and subsystems discussed in Chapter 2. Process modeling involves mapping the steps that occur in processes and sub-processes. Each step in the process is modeled, as are all of the decisions involved. There are many process modeling tools that can help with the modeling process. See Table 10.1 for some examples. Businesses have used processes since there have been businesses. Today, information technologies are widely used to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of business processes. If you're like most people, you use many technology-enabled business processes every day. Improving business processes can help organizations improve their operations. Initiatives to improve business processes are typically called business processes reengineering, BPR, or business process improvement, BPI. BPR usually involves more extensive changes than BPI. Robotic process automation, or RPA, is a relatively new way to improve processes. RPA is software that can be used to easily automate repetitive or routine workplace tasks based on rules. Intelligent Process Automation, or IPA, is RPA that uses AI to automate processes and augment human capabilities. A lot of letters there. Typically, process improvement initiatives have one or more of four goals: improving effectiveness, improving efficiency, increasing internal controls, or increasing compliance with regulatory or statutory obligations. We can categorize the impacts of process improvement into four categories. Automation improves efficiency typically by replacing human labor with technology. Informate, that's Informate, uses technology to better inform people, which can improve how they carry out business processes and make decisions. Transformation involves fundamentally redefining business processes or redefining how work is done. This is the most difficult level of change to implement. That's all for Chapter 10. Some of the figures in this chapter are really useful in helping you understand what's going on. So, yep, you guessed it, read the book. Talk to you next time.